It's Phoebe. How are you? Have you eaten yet? I know for some it may be a weird question to ask, but in my culture, asking someone, "Have you eaten yet?" is actually a very endearing question. It's like as if asking, "Are you doing okay?" I'm not sure why, though, why eating is such a big thing in my culture, but I hope you're well. I hope your day is going well and you're feeling good. If not, I hope after listening to this, you feel a little bit better than before. So I decided to do what I call a mini remedy session. This mini remedy series, they're just going to be very, very short, 10 to 15 minutes kind of podcast series. And I hope that you will learn something out of these. So before I became a counselor, I wish there was someone that could explain to me what counseling is. And I had a lot of questions. The whole goal of this mini remedy is to hopefully help answer some of those questions that you may have as someone who has not been to therapy or counseling in the past or before. I'm hoping that with this mini remedy series, it will help reduce some of your reservation, nervousness to counseling. So today, I really just want to share what therapy is like. A lot of times when I tell someone that I'm a counselor, the first thing they will ask is, "Oh, you mean school counselor?" And I understand where people are coming from because school counseling is what we are most familiar with. A lot of times when we talk about counseling, we don't think about other types of counseling, or we don't know that there are other types of counseling out there. So today I want to focus on what are the different types of counseling that are available out there. And what is it like when you say you're going to counseling and therapy? All right, let's get into it. So what is therapy like? I know that's a very, very big question. So I'm going to break it down to the types, setting, and how long per session, and how much is it, and how would you know which one to pick? So let me start with types. For therapy, there are different types of therapy, such as individual session, group session, family sessions, and couple session. A lot of times what a lot of counselors do are individual sessions, but of course, if they're open to leading groups, they're always that option as well. It's kind of difficult to explain these types without telling you the different settings that are available out there. So for instance, settings like private practice, partial hospitalization program, intensive outpatient program, inpatient facility, residential treatment center. So those are the main ones that are out there. With private practice, you will find a lot of counselors do individual sessions. So individual sessions is just you and the counselor. And of course, within private practice, there will be sometimes group available as well, but groups will be in a smaller setting, maybe around 3 to 6 people, depending on how comfortable the counselor is with having the amount of people that he or she is comfortable with. So then next we have what we call a PHP IOP program, which is partial hospitalization program and intensive outpatient program. It's actually a one step down from hospitalization or inpatient facility. So let's say, for example, you've been seeing a counselor individually for a long time and you don't feel like you're getting any better. In fact, you feel worse to the point that you want to self-harm or you just don't want to live anymore. So then your individual counselor would probably recommend you to step up. Step up just means to admit yourself to a more intensive program, which is what we call intensive outpatient unit or program. So usually in that setting, IOP, you would have group counseling, usually 3 hours per day. Depending on the agency, every agency is different. Some agencies, they will run every day, 7 days a week. Some agencies, they run during the week, Monday through Friday. So it really depends. And then one step above IOP would be partial hospitalization. That is where you get a little more hour of therapy. So literally, it's just one more hour of therapy. So 4 hours. And IOP and PHP, they're both group counseling sessions. And it just means that you'll be with people who are similar to you, but maybe not with the same diagnosis, depending on the program you're at. It could be a substance use program. It could be a mental health program, depending on what type of diagnosis you have. And then the next step up would be inpatient. And that's when you really feel like you can't keep yourself safe. That's when you will probably need to look at an inpatient facility. And I guess this would be the one where a lot of people think about when they think of mental health hospital. A lot of movies, I would say, would portray an inpatient facility in a very bizarre way. But that's where you can get most of your mental health stabilized, because you get to be monitored with different doctors, nurses, psychiatrists on your medications. So being inpatient, it's not a shameful thing. It's just that you'll have more intensive care in a way that you can't get in individual counseling session. And then the next step up would be residential, where you would actually live in a facility for a month, 6 months. It again depends on your progress, on your diagnosis. That's basically like a rehab that you hear about, something similar to that. So now that we have talked about the different types of therapy and settings, let's talk about how long it is for a counseling session. Usually individual session will run between 45 minutes to an hour, and then group session, usually it's an hour and a half to 4 hours. If it's in a private practice setting, it will probably be shorter. So the next question people will probably think about is, well, how much do I need to pay for all these services? Of course, it depends on the insurance company that you're with, how much they would be willing to pay. It's definitely something you have to ask before getting into it. You have the right to ask how much therapy costs for you, because you're the person that's receiving services and you need to know upfront, hey, how much is this program? How much do I need to pay to see you? So the next question is, how do you know which one to pick, whether you should go to a private practice or a hospital? So I would say if you feel like overall you have a pretty stable mental health, I would say start with a private practice counselor and go for individual session. And if, you know, after your first assessment, intake session, if the counselor feels like you need something more, the counselor would always recommend you to go somewhere else if he or she doesn't feel comfortable seeing you. And if you feel like you need something more intensive because you just can't get the thoughts of wanting to self-harm out of your mind, then I would encourage you to go to your local emergency room to get an assessment done. And they'll be able to let you know which setting would be most suitable for you. One last thing that a lot of people question after they had their first visit would be, will I get better after a couple sessions? Unfortunately, the answer would be no. I wish we can just go to counseling session like we go to a doctor's visit, where you can just see the doctor one time and be healed. But mental health is a little bit more complicated, and there's a lot more to discover, explore. So it'll take more time. On average, people take about 6 to 12 months to quote unquote get better. So that's pretty much it, what therapy looks like. I have a lot more that I know I need to cover, and like I said, this little series is just meant to be 10 to 15 minutes, a quick understanding of each topic. And I'm excited to record the rest of the mini episodes for you guys. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a good one.